Howdy, boys, and thanks for logging in. I'm your host, boy Harrison Cordell, with co-boy Matthew Easdale and very special guest boy Colton Byers on a super, super exciting episode of Boys Club Vancouver, the Game Design Studio podcast. But we do have some things to address. We've been off for a while because our last game, Ain't No Trick, an Online Treat, was a complete disaster. We released it 2 weeks before Halloween, and nobody cared about Halloween this year. They just couldn't wait for Christmas. It was too cold, so they just sat inside and waited for Christmas. And
the market, sometimes it just kills you.
And also sometimes rises us up, because Matt, behind your back, I secretly launched Fortnite, which is the Squirrel Battle Royale. And we released that
classic
back when Fortnite was down for 2 days, and we got all of that business of those 2 days of Fortnite.
Ooh.
And we have too much
every
money.
Single 12-year-old.
Yeah, every single celebrity on Twitter being confused. Also, yeah, we have so much money, in fact, that we didn't make any games this week. But instead, we bought Nintendo. We bought the company
Nintendo.
That's
probably a solid investment.
Yeah, it turns out Fortnite for 2 days could just buy Nintendo forever. Or at least the week. Actually, we only have at least out for a week, because we are going to announce a very special... there's a Smash Direct.
Leasing it for a couple days.
Yeah, this is the week of the Smash Direct. The first thing for this episode is to announce the plethora of Smash characters. This is going to be the last update for Smash. We have the rest of the characters for Smash Ultimate right here. So Nintendo wanted to get back to the basics for these first few characters, batch of characters, if I can announce them. We wanted to go back to the Wii U era. Boys Club Vancouver / Nintendo really wanted to pay homage to the fantastic Wii U launch titles that were misrepresented. So our first character to be announced in the DLC is Batman. From the classic Wii U launch title, the Batman Arkham City Armored Edition. This is a really character that people really needed to see, basically. Not a lot of people played it for some reason. Arkham City is a great one, and the Wii U gamepad really does offer great puzzles. The map is just puzzles. It's just terrible Riddler puzzles. It's the first map here. We also have Daniel Craig from 007 Legends, another Wii U launch title.
Oh, really? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, Matt, could you tell me the map that's coming with 007, Daniel Craig?
So, the one that's coming with Daniel Craig is Skyfall, which, so, you know, it's kind of like the, Croft Manor from the Tomb Raider game, kind of that sort of vibe, where you're just going to have a old, really creepy, slowly follow you around the entire time.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So yeah, it'll be Skyfall game. House will be the hit map for the 007 Daniel Craig character. Exactly. We also have an extra character in Epic Oswald, which is of course from Epic Mickey 2 Rise of the Two Mickeys. Another Wii launch title that, like the map that's going to be featured, is a literal unfinished sketch. That's just what the map is. We didn't get around to finishing it. Also have Connor from the hit Assassin's Creed 3. It's just Connor. And, Colton, it's Colonial America. Colton, what's the map for Connor?
All right. So the map for Connor is that it's based off that one level where you're trying to get yourself onto the Redcoats' boat. But, like, the Redcoats are watching, and they won't let you on their boat for some whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And so this map is like a two-parter. Like on the left side, there's the boat, and on the right side, there's a dock. And naturally, the boat area is a more easily defensible position. You know, you want to get there, but like the ultimate chimera in the New Pork City map, there's like a little red coat guy trying to stab you with his bayonet.
All right, fantastic. Red coat boat.
Got another idea for a map. The map is just the entirety of the map for Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And most of the challenge is just finding the other people on the map because it's so huge.
Okay. Oh, that's good too. Sadly, we only have room for one map because we have a lot more characters to go. More classic characters like Sonic in a car.
Wait, Sonic in a car?
Yes, for Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed.
Oh, along that's actually a good game.
Along with, of course, Shadow as his Echo. Shadow isn't a character in this, by the way. He's only going to be in a car.
Oh.
That's the only capacity we're going to see Shadow. Map will be the Flat Hill Zone.
Classic.
And now we go on to the titular character Tall Knuckles from Sonic Boom, The Rise of Lyric. Another classic launch title. And his map will be just a desert. A dead desert, because that's that whole game. And of course, rounding out the Wii U launch roster of Mii costumes, like Sans, is a single rabbit from Rabbids Land, a titular opening Wii U title. All right, now since we've got sort of Mii fighters, and of course, you know, Sonic in a car plus his Echo fighter, we have to get on to the very titular, fantastic crossover characters. Now, Matt, I believe you have the first scoop in introducing the first crossover character for Smash Bros. Ultimate.
I believe the best potential crossover character would be Jesus Christ, because that's what most people say while discussing how terrible most of the games on the Wii U were.
Great. What's Jesus Christ's map?
Show up in one. Christ's map is probably just, it starts off when you come into the map, it's just a really shiny and bright light. Just maxes out your TV's brightness and blinds everybody. And then half the challenge recovering from that and fighting each other. But you know, there's like the classic cloud in the background and just angels around. Classic.
Okay, that's great. Colton, could you introduce the next fighter?
Yeah, I think every Smash fan is going to be really happy with this addition. I mean, I know I personally have wanted to see this character in the game for many, many years. And, you know, now that we are in charge of Nintendo, we can make it happen. Former Nintendo president Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yes.
Will now be in Smash Ultimate. That's right.
Fantastic. And his map is an office with a chair that's not good enough for him.
That's absolutely correct. You read my mind.
I'll proudly announce, if you guys don't mind me taking this one.
Go for it.
The 93rd character to be added to Super Smash Bros. Ultimate is Shaq Fu. the very talented fighter that's very big. He's the biggest character. He's bigger than Bowser. He's bigger than Tall Knuckles, even, if you can believe that. And
I did not think it possible.
Yes, he's going to have some really sick kung fu moves and his very special map, a flat Earth.
Because, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, that's just how he sees the world, you know. Matt, could you introduce the next character, please? If you just look at the spreadsheet docket we have.
I was looking here on the spreadsheet and of the list of characters in Smash and saw Sheik and very quickly misread it as Shrek. So I think we're going to have to remedy that by adding Shrek into the game.
Incredible. What's his Echo Fighter, by the way? I don't think we put down his Echo Fighter yet.
Oh, so his Echo Fighter will be Shronk, and it'll just be the first, like, really abstracted version of Shrek in the game development process, where he's just kind of like some
it'll be Shrek from the Xbox, the original Xbox title. Where, as a way of game design, fun fact, they upped his speed by like 50%, so he's 50% faster than any other character in that game, so his walking speed is insanely fast. And what's the map
just
though?
Like in the movie,
do we put it in his swamp in far away Idol? Where is the map for Shrek?
It definitely should be in his swamp.
Okay.
Maybe we fight on that like onion carriage of his as it goes from his swamp to the castle.
It could be like one of those changing maps where it's like it starts in a swamp, then you've got to fight on the onion carriage to go to the castle, and then you fight there a little bit, and you get back on the onion carriage, and you go to the castle where they find Fiona.
Absolutely.
The dragon.
Yeah. By the way, this map is called, with the onion carrot, it is called Layers for the many layers of locations we land on.
Naturally,
it.
Yes. Yeah.
There we go. And it's got to have like that in the background for the music. It's got to have that like Get Out of My Swamp remix.
Incredible. Now
we're super bass boosted Smash now.
Absolutely. Speaking of smashing mouths, Colton, it's on to you. It's on to you to announce the next character.
Yeah. So we got a lot of your input, and many of you really like the ice climbers. Mm-hmm. And you really like Olimar. And so the gimmick with these characters is there's actually like multiple characters with them, you know, and we're like, oh, you like that? We'll give you Nintendo's copyright lawyers. Mm-hmm. It's a team of three suited men, and one suited woman, who, you know, throw like cease and desist letters and hit you with lawsuits and all that. And, you know, you control all of them at once.
Fantastic. What is the Echo Fighter for copyright lawyers, may I ask?
Oh, probably maybe a team of hackers who seek to tarnish the good name of Nintendo by pirating games.
Absolutely.
And playing them for their personal enjoyment on their emulators.
Absolutely. We're really going to crack down on all those like fan games.
That's right. Yeah.
Fantastic. What's the map for this, Colton?
This map is a veritable urban jungle. It takes place in first. It's one of those changing maps as well. It starts in an office building. And then you fight on top of a private jet, and then you fight in some dude's random like house, you know, just like suburban home, because he's pirating games.
Fantastic.
And during the fight, the dude at the end whose house he just doesn't give keeps playing video games, preferably Nintendo video games.
Oh, naturally.
Absolutely.
Oh, in fact, we could use his television screen for our ad space.
Ooh.
Finally, an advertiser friendly map. Speaking of advertiser friendly maps, I'd like to announce the final character set in Smash Bros. Ultimate ever. This is the end. For spot 98-99, we have Grimace, of course fighting in a McD's.
Good lord.
But but for his Echo Fighter, we have the special Shamrock Shake variant, Uncle of Grimacy. Which is of course the first and last Echo location is an Iris McDonald's. So yeah, instead of like a little Mac and Me alien in a bear costume dancing in the background, it's alien in a leprechaun costume dancing in the background.
Oh, classic! It's the season.
Oh, that'll be a very good joke. Oh wait, oh my God! There's one more free character. A premium character, if you will.
Ooh,
for the final spots, on the very titular 100th spot, Todd Howard and his Echo Fighter, an actual fucking garbage can. That's his Echo Fighter. It says this right here. Wow. Also for his map, we have a private server for Fallout 76, which of course makes sense in the term of Smash Brothers, because many people can invade it whenever they want. And that character and map will only cost $15 a month. So yeah, ooh, thank you so much for Todd Howard for agreeing to be in the game.
What a guy.
What a guy. Yeah, what a stand-up citizen.
Okay. Speaking of standing up, we're done with Smash Brothers Ultimate. That's it. We're done. We're gone.
Yeah, we're moving on to bigger and better things.
Bigger and better things. We are going to design the next big hit Nintendo title. This week is also the release of Super Mario and the Olympics. And we're going to cut that out. That franchise is also dead after this title, because our next video game is going to be Super Smash Tour, a worldwide sports game featuring every character from Super Smash Brothers. All your favorites.
I like it.
Wario, Snake, Ryu, Terry, in Jesus Christ. We're going to design all of these characters. They're going to have a best sport and a worst sport is what I'm thinking initially. So if you go on to the spreadsheet, I've linked both of you here.
I am there.
There is a plethora of every single Smash Brothers character I could find. We have an even 100, 101, permitting Todd Howard's Echo trash can.
That's right.
We have many different Olympic sports, and we have to figure out the best sport for each character and the worst character. We're not going to be prude. We're going to let every character play, you know, whatever they want. And worldwide, that means we can have any sort of map or any event take place somewhere. And yeah, let's just start with the basics. What's Mario's best sport? I was thinking this could be just like a vault jump.
That's good.
Is that a little too
I was thinking like, I don't know if high jump's on here or like handball.
Handball,
because someone's got to be good at handball.
I think we'll get to a handball.
We could put him in luge as a callback to N64.
Actually, that's good. He has advantage on
wrestling.
We have a few other wrestlers to get to, but yeah, luge is a good call. We'll go for luge.
We'll do luge.
Absolutely. And his worst sport is definitely sprinting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, he can sprint in his game. What am I thinking? His worst sport is swimming because he usually drowns.
Yeah, like, so wait, let's do like too. Marathon swimming. Wait, okay, does he?
Yeah, he swims all the time. I'm really bad at Mario. Sorry to everybody in the podcast.
He does these sports all the time every 4 years for the next Olympic game.
Absolutely.
but,
okay, hold on. There's a sport called skeleton here that I have to skeleton sled racing. It looks like you just do a handstand going down a hill, going down to mine.
It's simultaneously as cool as you think and not as cool as you think.
Okay.
With the name Skeleton. Basically, it's like, think bobsled, but you're by yourself on a sled and you go down head first. It's like the luge, but facing forwards.
I think that might be good because, Mario's kind of good at everything. Equestrian, that's just a Yoshi. Yeah. He cycles.
Well, I actually think Skeleton would be a good pick because if he's really good at going down feet first, chances are he's really bad going down head first.
Yeah, it's going to psych him out going down head.
Okay, it is Skeleton. Yeah. We'll agree with that. Also, he's a little tubby. Skeleton. Not to fat shame, but...
Yeah, just a fact, Mario. You know, we care about you.
I'm going to say Link's best one is Equestrian.
Naturally.
He has the best horses.
He has the best horses.
What's his bad sport, though?
Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball. He's very bad at coordination. I know from catching all kinds of BS. Volleyball. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Oh man. What's the main equestrian location should be? Should it just be like Hyrule's Fields or like Goro Valley? What's a really good joke one?
I don't really know like where they do equestrian events. Like I'm assuming like not in a stadium, but
yeah.
Kentucky.
No, I think they do one of those like giant dirt stadiums. The entire state of Kentucky. Let's just do Hyrule in general, just for a boring one. Because we'll have a few vents in Hyrule. I don't know how to spell Hyrule. Further down the list is Ness. And I'm really curious to see how Ness would go.
Well, Ness is a child.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably really bad at all of these.
No, he's pretty good. He's the athletic one. Luke's the wimp. He's the cool one with a backwards cap and a baseball bat.
He does have a baseball bat.
We also have to figure out a way to make every sporting event just turn into a brutal death match.
That
just
won't
like
be
a
hard.
Really brutal fight. Yeah, I think Ness would be really good at like just baseball. Baseball's going to be an event. By the way, this is all set basically in the same engine as Wii Sports Resort. Like this is also
fantastic.
That too. We're doubling up because we're making the
we're doubling
best
up.
Games. Yeah, there's also just going to be Mario Kart, too. This is the ultimate Smash Brothers game, is what I'm thinking. All the best kind of stuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then his worst one would probably be shooting, because children do not know how to use guns.
Yep.
Because that's just a sport. Who's
or
the best?
What about, like, weightlifting?
Oh, weightlifting. Oh, he's a chronic kid, actually. Weightlifting is a good call.
I mean, he is psychic, though.
He does have some psychic stuff. Artistic swimming. Can we comfortably give that to Luigi?
Yeah, naturally.
Yeah, I think we can.
Absolutely. And his worst one is talking to girls.
Because that's a sport now.
Absolutely.
Paranormal investigation problem.
That's his best one, though. He's quite good at it. As seen in Luigi's Mansion 3, released on Halloween.
Well, I would say the paranormal activity comes to him rather than him investigating it.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
Paranormal activity is worse born.
That's a really good point. In every sort of event, all of these characters' enemies are going to come after them. So while Luigi's trying to do a graceful, just sort of swim dance, a ghost comes up and just bites him in the butt. And then he leaps up in the air and then goes, yo. And then just hops off
as he
the
does,
water.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's skip to the most important characters, and we'll circle back to the, you know, some of the other ones. Batman Armed Edition. His best sport is going to be. So basically, the main thing that Armored Edition can do is just solve puzzles with a Wii U tablet. So his best one. Ice hockey. Oh, that's great. Or, yeah, ice hockey. Fantastic. He's going to be a really good strategist. And his worst one is going to be probably skiing.
Yeah, I can't imagine Batman skiing.
No, it would be swimming. What am I thinking? Batman can't swim.
He can't?
No, he can't. He has to have, like, little ice things going off.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of fabric on him. I can't imagine that cape would be fun to swim in.
Yeah, he just sinks with all his armor. And in the armored edition, you know, he definitely
sinks. That's like twice as armored at least.
I'm going to now. You're gonna say, hey, racing is best thing. But what's the best one for Sonic and Shadow in a car? What's the best for that? That's not racing.
In a car. Well, a lot of these they'd be really good at because they're in a
car.
Can we
just put them
in judo or like wrestling?
Yeah. Can we just put them in the equestrian one?
Or equestrian.
I think that'd be the best one. I think their worst one is swimming.
Yeah. They don't float. Wait, no, their cars turn into boats.
Oh, it's transformed.
Maybe like diving.
Nah, they dive too. You're right. How about like golf?
Yeah, that's true. You can't really hit the ball in a car.
Absolutely. That'd be the toughest one to do. And their Echo Fighters are the same. Jesus can't do swimming, obviously. Well, no. His best one is swimming. His worst one is diving.
There you go.
Yes.
Because Jesus has...
He just runs on the water, but can't jump through it.
Absolutely. Reggie Fils-Aimé's best sport is
wrestling Greco-Roman.
Yes. Because we all remember that great Mii commercial or Wii U commercial. And having a nice chair is his worst sport. What's Shaq's best one? Judo? It's judo. That's easy. And judo is going to be great for the flat earth. It's going to be great for flat earth.
That's right, yeah.
That's just a great one. And his worst one is canoeing, because he's too big. Man, what's the best one for Shrek and Shrunk? Xbox Shrek. Because, of course, we have an Xbox tie-ins for characters.
Naturally, yeah.
He does boxing pretty well.
That's true. Good box.
Maybe like badminton.
Badminton is good.
They don't address it in the movies. Just a badminton.
Yeah, absolutely. Just hidden off screen is his large collection of very expensive badminton rackets.
Yeah, all the fairy tale creatures sneak into a swamp to play the best badminton court of all time.
That's right, but you know it's private property in a private country club, so he doesn't want them there. You know,
and his worst one is sailing because Shrek the Third is the worst movie.
I agree.
Absolutely. Todd Howers and his worst sport is getting money.
Making decent game.
Absolutely. Making working game. Grimace's best one is cooking, I think.
Definitely. Naturally.
And Uncle Grimace's is drinking. There's going to be a drinking game mode.
I was going to say wrestling freestyle.
No, it's drinking. It's Ireland. Yeah. There's going to be drinking competitions between all your classic Smash Brothers character. At task, Adel questions like, can Daisy outdrink Ness?
The answer is probably because he's a child.
Absolutely. Daisy's a heavy drinker as well, so.
Yeah, Daisy surprisingly lays pretty much everyone out.
Surprisingly, Wario, terrible at drinking competitions. He has very low stats in drinking.
Yeah, he's actually, 36 years sober.
Absolutely. He's out of the game.
Yeah, he doesn't even compete. He really turned his life around.
Hit it too hard in New Donk.
That's right.
But yeah,
For Tall Knuckles, I think his sport's probably basketball.
Absolutely. That's what Tall Knuckles is made for.
That's what tall people are made for.
Absolutely. But yeah, a good
reaching things on the top shelf.
A good 30 minutes of jokes aside, Super Smash Tour is going to be a really good game. But yeah, I like to imagine there's going to be another subset. Basically, you can do all the stuff in the game. Basically, this is everybody's golf, but every game. So we're going to have Super Strikers in there, so that way you can get your favorite soccer players in, like Olimar and Rob, to play a soccer game. But with like,
those super are my two favorite soccer players.
To just a really sick soccer game with all them. Also, there'll be like I'd like to picture like cool story mode stuff too. Like ghost hunting. Ghost hunting is going to be a sport. Simon Belmont could get like slightly an edge of it, but Luigi has to try to teach old King DDD how to
hunt for ghosts.
How to just bash ghosts with a hammer. There's going to be wacky
hijinks. Harder than one would think.
There's going to be a big boxing bracket, going all the way up to Big Mac. But there's going to be some great boxing matches between Snake and Meta Knight. I think that'd be a really good one because Snake just like trying to just crouch and like try to bash this little ball that can fly around.
Wonderful.
There's going to be a lot of different. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of different special NPCs to where. Like, in every single event, all the villains are going to ruin every event. So just a bunch of, like, little goblins and whatnot are just going to bash Link.
Naturally.
While trying to do his volleyball well, which he cannot do.
It's, frankly, I get embarrassed for him. And he is a fictional character.
Absolutely. Like, in the, marathon, or Pentathlon. Which is like everything. Mario just, if he touches like one other player, like in a run or anything, he just dies instantly. Like there's going to be a lot of fun negatives with all of that. There's going to be like music mini games, of course, with Banjo and Kazooie doing good ones. Other people can join in, of course, like Jesus Christ and Shrek with their good jams. with all these DLC fighters from the original Smash Ultimate. Just a worldwide map with like many great maps. A great wide world of maps like Redcoat Boat, Flat Hill Zone, and Flat Earth. We have a very good Nintendo game that is very surprising that they haven't even made yet.
Hasn't even been made yet.
Because it's getting made this week. We finally made the best game. Also, there's also going to be Battle Royales mode, because if you did notice, I got it up to 100 characters with Todd Howard.
Ooh, there we go.
Yeah, each person gets a different character, and they gotta duke it out.
Yep, and that's just like one small mode. Also, every sport has a Battle Royale mode. So artistic swimming is just 100 giant characters just crammed into a pool.
trying to swim until everyone else has drowned.
Yes. Or is voted it's off. Like there's, it's not going to be a violent game. It's not going to be a violent game. They'll just lose and get voted off. Greater
and then drown in
die.
A separate pool.
Yeah, it'll be a complete coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good game, I think.
I think so, too.
Thanks for coming along for this special episode of Boys Club. Boys. Sorry about the hiatus. We're really going to blast your ass with some new content this week, though. Gearing up for the anniversary of Boys Club, there's going to be some good episodes coming out. We are working on a new podcast, a secondary podcast to go along with it. More on that later. And thanks for joining us on this very good episode of Boys Club Vancouver. I've been your host, Boy Arizin Cordell, with Cowboy Matthew Easdale, and David Lake was playing GTA the whole time.
League.
Yeah, and League of Legends as well. Yeah. So thank you for that. And of course, special guest boy, CEO, Colton Byers, that's made.
Hey, I haven't been outed yet.
Yes. We've been very successful. He absolutely is. But yeah, that's all for this week. Thank you so much for logging in, boys. Don't pay for Fallout 76 stuff. It's really bad. Todd Herod's a bad, bad, bad one.
It's a matter of principle.
Absolutely. Keep those game holes filled, everybody.